The Taliban has lost control of a key border crossing from Pakistan into Afghanistan, and anti-Taliban tribal elders are leaving exile and returning to their homes. The border crossing is on the road from Peshawar in Pakistan to Jalalabad, a city in Afghanistan, near the training camps that Osama bin Laden once operated. Authorities on the Pakistan side of the border are allowing Afghans to pass freely towards Afghanistan, but not the other way. This is to prevent Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters from slipping into Pakistan. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Afghanistan, just over the border. Eric, who is in control of the border crossing on the Afghan side?
Well, Linda, I can tell you who clearly is not in control, and that is the Taliban. There is no sign of any Taliban troops anywhere near the border area. Who's basically in control here is a group of former Mujahideen fighters who have taken up their arms again, about 40 or 50 of them, and they're guarding the border here. It seems to be mostly peaceful. They've taken over the old Taliban guard houses. In fact, I'm staying right now in an old guest house that about 24 hours ago belonged to the Taliban. One thing that is noticeably different, the Taliban used to have basically strung up pieces of videotape and cassette tape and strung it along the border so that as you entered Taliban Afghanistan, you got a very clear message of what they did not like in the way of Western music and Western videos. Those have been taken down, and it looks more or less like an ordinary border crossing now.
So no more of the what is and isn't allowed in Afghanistan. Are they restricting in any way movement over the border into Afghanistan?
Not in the direction heading from Pakistan to Afghanistan. And about 100 or so vehicles did cross the border today. Some of these were traders just doing their normal business. But there are also a fair number of tribal leaders. These are Pashtun tribal leaders who are eager to get over to this side of the border and play some sort of role in the evolving political situation here. What's interesting about these people is that they're not Taliban, and they're not part of the Northern Alliance. The opposition force has taken Kabul. They're this sort of third force that the Pakistanis and a lot of observers here believe is so important. They are Pashtuns. They do belong to the largest ethnic group here. The early indications are, and it is quite early, I should warn, is that they seem to be putting some of their differences aside. They, of course, have had a common enemy for the past few years, which is the Taliban.
Eric, the road you're on leads to Jalalabad. That was once a bin Laden stronghold. Do you have any idea what the situation is there now?
Well, there were an awful lot of bin Laden training camps right around this area here, and a lot of those were, of course, bombed over the last few weeks by the U.S. We do know that the situation between where I am along the Afghan-Pakistan border and about an hour's drive away in Jalalabad is very fluid. But as of now, it does not appear as if Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network is causing any major problems in this area.
Thanks very much, Eric.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Eric Weiner reporting from Tokharam in Afghanistan.